5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alrighty, this is Dylan Harris coming at you from Soda High School. I got my boy here, Nick.
Yo, yo, yo!
Today, well, how was your morning?
It was pretty good, you know. Woke up pretty early. I was tired.
I feel that.
I know. I was laying in my bed for like an hour.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about real art and art on the Ave.
Hold on, pause. What is Art on the Ave?
Art on the Ave is a music and art festival hosted by 6 Ave businesses.
But what do they do? So what is the, is it like a festival?
Yeah, it's a festival where everyone can go and they can have fun and they can see people performing. Yeah.
Dang. So like, who all performs there? Like, can you give some names?
Just local people. Local bands, yeah.
That's nice.
Yep.
That is.
Yep.
At least, I mean, you know, they can get some local artists, you know, out there more, you know, in the summertime and stuff.
Yep. And it's going to be its 19th year this year.
19? They've been doing this for 19 years?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
Yep. Bro, I want to go there, and I want to ride one of those Lime scooters. Those look so much fun.
You haven't rode one of those yet?
No.
Come on. I've rode one time. It was kind of fun. I mean, not really. They go fast. Like, really fast.
Yeah, I bet. Anyways, so you just leave your car at home, and be a green event goer and just walk there.
You walk there?
Yeah.
What if you live like all the way out in Puyallup?
Well, then, I mean, you would have to drive there. It's traffic. They close down the whole street.
Dang. Is it like a parade or something?
No, it's just
like one whole stage.
There's multiple stages. Just multiple people playing at the same time. It's crazy.
Sounds crazy because I've never heard of a venue or anything like that just do like so many shows at once. Yep. That'd be too crazy.
Yep.
It's yeah. Like, I mean, I kind of feel bad for the other people because it's like, oh, I'm gonna watch you. Wait, hold on. There's this other band that looks interesting.
Yep. That's how it is. Yep. They have tents all the way down the street with coloring. I got stickers from there, like really cool stickers that people made. Yeah. I put them on my helmet, my Mohawk helmet.
Nice, nice.
Yep. Okay, what about real art?
Real art is actually a music venue.
Nice, nice.
I know. Real art, there's a lot of things you can do there. They host events. They can host events for you if you want to perform and stuff, obviously, because it's a venue. But real art is for all ages when you perform, which is actually pretty nice. I mean, you could book some shows that are, 21 plus or whatever you want it to be, but they're mainly strictly towards all age performances due to the fact because, I mean, real art's nice and stuff like that, so they want everybody to, like, tune in and stuff to everybody's music, so.
Nice, nice. I heard that you were a rapper, so could you do it?
But I'm not a rapper, though. I like to sing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I like to sing. I mean, you gotta get more of a fan base, though. So, like, let's say I had, like, a whole bunch of people who like my music and stuff. Then I could probably do a show, get it out there first, saying I'm going to perform there, and then when that day comes, you know.
Yep, yep.
And also, their aim is to create a space for young people to exist. So to express themselves, to find and build community, to be empowered through art, music, and the free exchange of ideas, which is really nice.
So what does that mean?
So like, as an artist, right? As an artist, through music, you want to express yourself. Because music, you can express yourself in a lot of different ways, right? So, like, just like there's many different genres of music, like rap, hip-hop, R&B, soul, you know, Christian music, whatever, you know? And each one of those genres does something different.
Right,
you know,
right.
So as an artist, you know, it's like getting signed to a major label, right? They want to look for something different.
Yep.
They want to see what you bring to the table, how you use your talent, and how you can entertain a crowd. Because no label is going to sign you if you're, like, not good at what you do.
Yeah.
Don't do good in a crowd, you know, not perform well. You know, they're not going to like that. They want somebody who knows what they're actually doing and has real good talent. But anyways, you can volunteer there. And their stage is actually pretty nice. It's actually really big. It's really nice. And their capacity can fit 300 people.
Jeez.
I know, that's a lot of people. But I'm pretty sure Art in the Ev can fit a lot more than that because it's, like, out in the open, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a lot of nice equipment in there, like microphones, lighting control fixtures, amplifiers, monitors, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So, yeah.
Right. What should we talk about next?
You know, actually, I've heard of some venues, you know, there's some venues out there that have opened and has shut down because due to wrong permits, not having licenses that they need to run the place long enough. So it's kind of like illegal when they open it, you know.
Yeah.
But they still do shows and stuff for that little bit of time.
All right. I heard that Hell's Kitchen, which closed a couple years ago on 6th Ave, they closed due to roaches and the bathroom kept clogging up or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they had like a stage there so that people played and sang while people were eating. It was pretty cool.
What do you mean it's pretty cool?
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, it's not pretty cool that they got roaches in the bathroom, but it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Derek and Dave look exactly alike. Like, seriously.
They do.
They do. Really
do. It's funny.
Yeah, they both, like, I don't know. They both look really similar. But they're not related.
That's
but
crazy.
But they do the same mini term.
I know, that is funny.
Yep.
It's like, dang!
You said that really loud.
I know, that was the point.
Okay. Well, we're good. We're just babbling about nothing.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, back to the music. So
I don't think so.
Is there any more to Art on the Ave?
There
should be like a lot more.
That's just the top of my head, all that stuff. Cause I would go there like almost every year. Yep.
Yeah.
Art on the Ave is 9 blocks.
Long?
9 blocks long. Okay. Yep. Got artist booths, live music, all types of art and artists. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
And also, real art has been open since October 31st.
This year?
Last year, I think.
Last year.
Last year. I'm pretty sure it's been open from there, but that's what I got. It says October 31st. October 1st. Yeah, October 1st.
Nice, nice.
But, I mean, it's a really nice venue place and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, Art on the Ave's got bands, vendors, beer gardens, sales, and live artwork.
What are the beer gardens?
Those are for grown-ups.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand.
Yep. But when I think of beer gardens, I think of, like, how in The Simpsons they got, like, the whiskey or whatever you want to call it in the trees. The crazy old guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Beer gardens.
So what are the other things that you said?
Bands, live artwork.
What do you mean by live artwork? Like, is it just music or is it other things?
Like, people are painting, they're drawing you. Like, you can get drawed. Drawed. Oh, man.
Drawn? Yeah, you can get drawn?
Yeah, drawn. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then there's spray painting. They make really cool pictures with spray paint. It's pretty cool.
That sounds cool.
Yep. And last year, it was a super hot day, so 7-Eleven gave a deal or something. So they had a deal, and everyone was going there.
I bet. It was super hot and everything. Yep. Everyone was grabbing some Slurpees or something. Icy's, you know. Are really good on hot days.
Oh, yeah.
So, you sing, Dylan? Do you sing or rap?
No.
I don't. Why not?
Well, I mean, I play guitar and sing, but I suck at it.
You know, why don't you sing some for us? Why not?
Because that's not... I mean, I guess. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. No, I can't
just
do
go.
It. I gotta grab my guitar.
You don't have to grab a guitar. Just sing a cappella.
Do, 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 do.
Boy. Sing something for us. Come on. Don't be scared.
I don't know what to sing. I know how to play a Green Day song on guitar. I actually made my own song.
How does your song go?
Well, it talks about how I hate homework and
you
stuff.
You hate homework?
Yep. And I try to make something that everyone could relate to, and I try to do showcase. And Derek said the content was not good.
Well, I mean, you know, talking about homework at a school showcase and how much you hate it. I know every teacher knows every student hates homework, except some students, you know. But, I mean, you got to do your homework to get good grades. So, you know.
True, true.
But how does that song go? You want to show us a little something of that song?
No.
Why not?
Because...
Just sing some for us.
Nah.
Just sing something for us.
Okay, okay. Here we go. Nah, I don't
want
to... Oh,
my gosh,
boy. I don't want to sound stupid.
You're not
going to
sound stupid.
All right, here it goes.
I hate homework and chores. I'd rather be doing something else.
Yo, that was good.
That was great.
That was amazing.
That was fantastic. I'm sorry, guys. I was in the bathroom, but I'm back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
You're, all right.
He's back.
All right, but anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
Coming from
you
live.
Thank you very
from
much
Soda.
For listening, and have a good night.
What a beautiful
And thank you,
voice.
Soda Studios. You know, thank you, Derek, for letting us use the
idea,
studio.
Ideas kids, too, because, you know, I am an idea kid, the best of the best.
Yep. Okay, but Soda thank sucks. You, guys, for tuning into this podcast, and have a good rest of your day.
All right, we out.